Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you were able to join me today. And as I continue a message I began a couple days ago about Jesus today, we looked at a passage of scripture found in John chapter 1, verse 14 that states, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And the reason John emphasized that and why I'm sharing it again is because there's a mentality in the world, or even unfortunately in some branches of religious teaching or worship, if you would call, that there's a modernistic thought that Jesus Christ was a created being just like you and I. Therefore, He wasn't really the Son of God, but He was a really good man. He was a great rabbi. He was a wonderful teacher, and with a philosophy that would reform the human character. There are atheists that approve of the life of Jesus, what He taught. It's good teaching. They understand that. And that would, if people followed His principles, the things He shared, society would definitely be better. But they don't and aren't willing or haven't had the revelation or willingness to seek the truth that who He really was. He was who He said He was. He said, "I came from God." He is the Son of God. Remember, Jesus asked, "Who do men to say that I am?" And Peter says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so I want to emphasize as much as I possibly can that the statement that Jesus was born of the Holy Ghost from the womb of the Virgin Mary. Such a thing has never occurred before. In order to be human, He had to be born of a human. But His Father was not a man, a human man, but it was through the Holy Ghost, the Father Himself. And they had discussed this at the dawn of creation, that they made provision, because God, knowing the past, present, and future, He knew what He was intending to do, to create a man, to have a family, to create man in His own image and likeness. So 1 Timothy 3:16 states, "And without controversy," without question, without argument, great is the mystery of godliness. We accept it, we don't debate it, but it's staggering to the mind that God was manifest in human flesh. Let me read that passage of scripture. "God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." That was basically, in one sentence, the ministry of the Lord Jesus. So Jesus was and is, therefore, the image of the invisible God to men on earth. He's the firstborn, if you will. That's what the scriptures talk about, that word, firstborn, of the new creation of the children of God. We were born naturally, but as we accept Jesus, we become a new creation. If any man will confess with his mouth, believe in his heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that He is the living Christ, we shall be saved. We will be born again. If any man is in Christ, he is, quote, what? A new creature. Hallelujah. Let me share Colossians 9 through 23. I'm going to take some time to do that. That is Colossians 1, verses 9 through 23. For this cause also we, since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you, to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? Verse 10 says, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being pleasing to him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, hallelujah, and hath translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image, talking about Jesus, of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, and whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, speaking of the angelic realm, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist or exist. He is the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. What? Fullness of the Godhead. And having made peace through the blood of Christ, through the Father, because that was the warning that if you eat of this tree, the knowledge of good and evil, you will die. They died physically, but they also died spiritually at that time. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. That's true of all of us before we were saved. In the body of his flesh, that's what Jesus did, why he died on the cross, to present you, this was the purpose, holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue, you know, we have to continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away, oh beloved, don't, because of trials and tribulations, don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Well, that was a long scripture reading, but he was saying this was the plan and the purpose of God. What are we talking about? That we could have wisdom and understanding in spiritual truth and understanding. And so he's more than a good man, beloved. He's more than a great rabbi. He is the living Christ, the Son of God. He was born of a virgin. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in the beginning, the work of Christ was a creative work. We see that because he was with God in the first chapter of Genesis when all things were created. And then let me share a passage found in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And I want to read verses 11 and 12. He shall feed his flock, this is talking about Jesus, like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. It focuses the description of the Lord is as a shepherd who's gentle with his sheep, with his people, whether they're very young, he's gentle, or he can carry a lamb on his shoulders. He leads them. He is gentle. But this same gentle Jesus, verse 12, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hands. Hallelujah. I love that. And who meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him, with whom took he counsel, who instructed him and taught him in the path of knowledge, and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding. Of course, no one did, because he is the Lord. That's a magnificent chapter, one of my favorites, the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Down through the ages, then, beloved, the work of Christ has not ceased. His work has been that of supervision through the church, through godly leadership and redemption. That's the commission. Preach the gospel. Baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So not only do we find Jesus as the Word, we see Him as the revealer of His Word to men's heart. That's what brings all of us to Jesus. You might have sat in a church for a long time. It was just a cultural thing. That's what you did years ago. You just went to church, or even today. And it's just one of the things, the functions you do, but there's no reality. There's not a personal relationship with Jesus, which is essential. The Hebrew name for God as creator is Elohim. And the Hebrew name for God as revealer is Jehovah. It's translated in the King James as Lord. The name God is used approximately 6,000 times in the Old Testament. And it's a fascinating thing to understand the names of the Word of the names that are given to the Lord in the Word of God. But in the beginning of the book of Genesis, there are four names used which reveal some distinct attribute of God. For example, there's Elohim, which means God, Jehovah, meaning Lord. There's a slight different meaning there, because to call someone Lord, you have to recognize their Godhead and He is above you and you are willing to serve. El Shaddai means God Almighty. El Elyon meaning Most High, the Most High God. We're going to look at those titles of the Lord and further titles a little more closely on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to join me. If not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience. And so let's just close in prayer. Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, for strengthening Your people to give us the courage and the strength to understand with all spiritual understanding, with the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives, that we can be all that You've called us to be in this hour as the Church of the Living God. We praise You for it. Thank you for listening. And the announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.